This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Great to have my buddy Kevin Downey Jr. joining me. Kevin is a stand-up comic, a talk radio host on Long Island, and also a writer at PJ Media. Kevin, good morning, buddy.
Hey, what's up, baby? How's it going?
It's going great. I'm excited. Big Supreme Court ruling yesterday. I'm a happy man today.
I don't know what to think about it. Whoopi Goldberg hasn't told me yet, so I'm waiting for my marching orders from Whoopi to see how I feel about all this.
I guess you'll have to tune into The View today for constitutional scholar Whoopi Goldberg.
You know what? I think it's great, and just in time for Pride Month. What a gift to our friends in the LGBT alphabet soup. I mean, come on. What's better than that?
Listen, yeah, they need protection too. I mean, come on. Everybody needs self-defense. It's a fundamental, basic human right. So
Exactly. Now they don't have to say why they want it. Just like, you know, Americans in 43 states. What's better than that?
43 states like Pennsylvania, but not your state of New York. I mean, your governor, Kathy Hochul, melted down yesterday after this ruling came down.
Did you see that Pinko Scream Fest? It was great. We're not gonna. If she really wanted to stop this gun violence, all she would do is put the criminals who commit the crimes in jail. But for some reason, that's apparently a form of white supremacy, so that's not going to happen. So no, she wants our guns. She doesn't want us to protect ourselves from the crime waves that she allows to continue. She didn't make it. I mean, that was Cuomo and De Blasio, but she's keeping it going, and now she doesn't want us to protect ourselves. It's communism. I mean, people can't say, Downey, stop with the pink coats. It's communism. That's why they're doing it. They want our guns, I promise you.
When you talk to people on your show on Long Island, I mean, are they happy about this ruling? They must be, right?
They are ecstatic. They're ecstatic. And here's something that, okay, you may have seen Eric Adams whining, there's not going to be the world with. All right, so let's say you live on Long Island, you have a concealed carry permit. It is no good in New York City. New York City is its own monster. So it's not like everyone from NASA is going to go, yeah, we got our concealed pistol license. Let's ride the subways and shoot it out. That can't happen. So
right. We're
just glad because, you know, I mean, you know how it is. You're in a big city. Crime comes outward. It comes out to Long Island. It comes out to Westchester County to the north. And that's why we want the concealed carry permits. And now we don't have to grovel for one. Why do you want one? Because I'm an American. I'm Ron Swanson. That's why. Give me the license, you idiot.
Yeah, I want one because I'm an American. Enough said, okay? Enough said. I want one because I'm an American. Imagine what a concept, right? I'm an American. I want to protect myself.
Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, we are ecstatic. I'm a gun guy. I mean, I don't have any guns anymore. I lost all of mine in a tragic boating accident in one of the Great Lakes, just in case anyone's listening. But for the rest of my friends, oh, yeah. Absolutely. We are thrilled to have this. We don't have to grovel. It's a great day to be an American. Great day. Just in time for Pride Month. They've got to be ecstatic, too. Oh, and I think we might have a big decision coming today, no?
Today might be the day. I mean, it's very possible today might be the day. You know what I love, too? Clarence Thomas, who's a descendant of a slave, pointed out in his ruling the racist origins of gun control, and he laid it all out there, how the Klan used to go around disarming black people and freed slaves. And, I mean, it was beautiful. And I don't think the left knows what to do with that. So they're just ignoring it and pretending like it didn't happen because they're all convinced Clarence Thomas is actually a white man. So, and they want to treat him that way, you know?
Yes, he's white supremacy now. Anyone who disagrees with the far left, even a black guy descended from slaves, that's white. He's a white supremacist right there. Oh, don't forget, Condoleezza Rice. I think she was on The View when they were talking about gun registration. And she said, no, I'm against it, because when I was a kid, we lived on a cul-de-sac, and the Klan would come by in motorcycles. And all the men would come out with their rifles and shotguns, and they might fire around in the issue. She said, if there was gun registration, Bull Connor would have taken the guns from all the black people.
That's right.
And then that's that. Game over. So, yeah, black people and guns go way back. I hate when, I mean, we've both been to, I've been to gun ranges around the country. There's always black people there. And you know what? Who cares? We're happy to see black people with guns. We want law-abiding Americans to have guns. I don't care what color they are. It's always the far left that goes, oh, well, yeah, the gun people, wait till the blacks and the browns have the guns, and we'll see. Yeah, they have them, and they've had them for centuries, you idiots. And finally, Clarence Thomas banged that out. I listened to you. I was listening to you read it. I was like, oh, my God, this is great. I hadn't heard it yet.
Yeah, he points out in the Dred Scott decision how Chief Justice Taney at the time was like, oh, but the blacks may get guns if we rule that they're people. I mean, they were literally afraid of that at the time, those racist bastards. And, you know, and tell that to the Black Panthers in the 60s who walked around literally holding guns all the time so nobody would mess with them.
Yes, exactly. Like, just photographs of them, you know. And they look really angry when they had their guns, too. If you take a look at those pictures, like, they posed for those. Those weren't just off-the-cuff pictures.
Yeah, but don't you think it was the beret that made them look angry more than the gun? Because you wear a beret. You rock a beret in broad daylight. You look pretty angry.
You know what? I'm going to wear a beret today just so that people back off from me, because I'm in a mood.
You're right, kind of a beret mood that does it.
I'm going to berate
Biden with the note card, Kevin Downey Jr., with the note card telling him, you will go here, you will go there, you will stand up, you will leave. I mean, that's just, it looks like something you'd leave at a nursing home, you know, for your father. You know, you will eat your Jello and you will see, her name is Matilda, she's your wife, you know what I mean?
I love that. That's kind of like playing old person Twister. Left hand, put cup away. Right leg forward, walk to bathroom. Oh, it's just embarrassing. I don't even think, I mean, come on, is he really in charge at this point?
He can't be, because, I mean, to have to give him those step-by-step directions, Kevin, there's no way that he can possibly be in charge. That's a lot of instructions to give anybody. You know, it's a lot.
Chew your Jello before swallowing. Otherwise... it's just sad what it's come to. And you know what? I love the people who are still defending them, are still defending Biden in all his decisions. We're going to be fighting neighbors to eat their house pets in a week, but they're still like, oh, no, at least he's not no mean tweets. We got the guy. We got a real American. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, at least there's no mean tweets. You know, I love that, too. It's you wrote a piece over PJ Media pointing out that somebody in the media slipped and said the quiet part out loud, that no one cares about the January 6th hearings. No one cares.
It's a reporter. Her last name is Swan, and she was talking to Chuck Todd. And she goes, I can't tell you who the House Democrats were, but I, you know, supposedly fairly prominent. And they said, look, no one gives a bleep about January 6th. And we don't know why we're doing it. I mean, we know why they're doing it. They don't want Trump to run. And they want to make the ultra mega, mega death people look like the Neanderthals that they are. I think someone did call us Neanderthals. Oh, Kathy Hochul again. That's right. No one cares. And it's just a sad little Stalin-like show trial to prove nothing, because it's just embarrassing. Oh, did grandma take a seditious selfie? Oh, okay. You locked her up.
The seditious selfie is always my favorite. The seditious selfie. Not just a selfie, a seditious selfie, okay?
A seditious selfie in the Capitol. Yeah, people tried to take over the nation. They forgot their guns, but they brought their meemaws. There you go. This game on. Go get him, Granny.
Go get him, Granny. You can do this. You can do this. Kevin, it's as I'm thinking about all these issues, too, I can't help but think about this new Title IX and how Biden wants to extend this to transgender Americans, too. And how many women are going to be affected by this in the pool? And I'm waiting for the dads and the moms to finally come out and speak out and say, listen, my kid has not spent their entire life going on weekends to soccer so that they can lose a spot to a biological person on this team. I mean, this is so wrong to women, and it's a bunch of men who are making the rules that are hurting women in athletics.
You know what? 10 years ago, if you had worn a T-shirt that said "All Lives Matter," you would have been Mr. Woke. And if you had a T-shirt that said "I support women in sports," people would be shaking your hand. But now, if you do it, you're a bigot, you're a white supremacist, you're a this-a-phobe, that-a-phobe. It's amazing to me. Like, hold on, ladies. We've got a man who can do your job better. What? My grandmother fought against us. Shut up. Know your place, bigot. Right. Carla, yeah. I mean Carla, sorry, Carla wants your scholarship. Now shut up. It's amazing. It's appalling to me. Women get tossed under the bus. I think you said it earlier. They always do. Anytime it comes to woke. And remember, there was a time when the left was defending women. No, those days are gone, ladies. You are cannon fodder now because there are chicks with dingles who want your spot, and they're going to get it. Otherwise, you're a homophobic, visophobic, racist. It's sick to me. It's a sickness. It's the way people just glom onto this political correctness, which is a nice way of saying control. Political correctness is nothing but control. And this authoritarian view that a man in a dress gets what he wants because he's somehow a victim, which I've done the research. Like, I sat there for weeks just, you know, going down who got killed, blah, blah, blah. Trans people are not getting killed at a greater rate. It's just not happening.
No.
Not at all.
We're not trying to kill anybody. We're not trying to hurt anybody. We just want women to be able to play sports and be left alone. Not that complicated. Yes. Hey, Kevin, when are you going to be back at Parks?
Oh, I don't know yet. Probably a couple of months from now.
All right. Yeah, we don't want to overexpose you. You're big time. So you were the second place winner in America's Got Talent. And as you always say, you actually won that day. But it was what did you say? It was rigged or something? What was your joke?
Kids and dogs. They always win.
I think it was Dominion voting machines handled it that day when you were on America's Got Talent. So
yeah, there you go.
Just a joke. Don't sue me, Dominion. I'm just making a joke. Just
Joe
a joke.
Biden actually beat me that day. Joe Biden beat me. It was a bad day for me.
There you go. That's how you put it. All right. Well, listen, man, we'll keep following you at pjmedia.com. And when are you on and what's the station in Long Island?
Oh, thanks. I'm on 103.9 FM in Suffolk County, or they can listen every Tuesday from 5 to 6 at linewsradio.com.
Awesome. That's great, man. It's always great to catch up with you, buddy. Kevin Downey Jr., thanks, my man. We'll talk soon.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.